This is the How to Feel the Hard Stuff call. So I have been talking all day today. I have had 10 private clients. I've had a coaches meeting. I have been, is it 10? Maybe 11 private clients today. And every single one of them, it seems like, has been about, I don't want to feel this feeling. It's sadness. It's fear. It's anger. It's some form of discomfort. There's the thunder. I don't know if you can hear it. But what feelings are really signals to us, okay? They are a signal of an emotional need or a signal of how we feel about something, how we think about something. So they're really important, and eating through them doesn't give them a voice, okay? So a lot of times what we need to do is create a little safety around feeling the feeling. Now, what does that mean? Safety. Safety can mean the fire alarm's not going off, or I'm not outside in a thunderstorm. Or safety can mean, you know what, I'm willing to feel this for a few minutes and come out the other side of it. Safety can be an emotional thing, an emotional safety. And to create emotional safety in any situation, you want to ground yourself. Okay, does anybody know what grounding is? If you've been to yoga, you know that yoga always wants you to have a very solid foundation in your poses, right? If you are standing up in the most beautiful mountain pose, or I can't remember what it's called, Samasthiti. I can't say the word. That extended mountain or just mountain pose. You want to have really solid foundation under you. Nobody likes to stand on something that's tippy, right? You want to stand on something that feels firm underneath you. That's what grounding does. It creates that emotional foundation for you as you feel your feelings. All right. Little pause here. Y'all can raise your hand, right? You know, this is open coaching. I don't have any hands raised. So make sure if you want to talk to me tonight, you raise that hand. So I'm going to go through grounding for safety. All right. This is a sweet little handout on the nervous system resource page. Anybody checked out the nervous system resource page on the website? Open up the website, nobswomen.com, go to resources, scroll about 8 or 10 things down, nervous system resources and meditations, actually. And this is one of the things on the nervous system resource page. Grounding for safety. Jean just got back from yoga. Awesome. So ground is an acronym. Okay. Ground. G. G in ground. Get movement. That can be move gently, stretch your arms, wiggle your fingers, press your feet into the floor, right? To reconnect the physical sensation, get movement. Our bodies were meant to move, y'all. Our bodies were meant to move. We are, you know, we're not stagnant people. Some of us can move more than others comfortably, and that's okay. You still need to move. So, G, get movement. R, you ready? Reflect on your senses. Name five things you can see. Four you can touch, three you can hear, two you can smell, one you can taste. Five things you can see, four you can touch, three you can hear, two you can smell, one you can taste. Use your senses. That what that does when you reflect on your senses, it brings you right back here to this present moment. When you think about four things you can see right now, I've got a cup of water, I've got a computer screen, I've got my computer, I've got my phone, I've got this paper. They are all right here. Okay, brings you right into the present moment. Anchor yourself in the present. That's what it says. How about that? Okay, oh, observe your breath. Take slow, conscious breaths. Inhale deeply through your nose, exhale through your mouth. Feel your breath grounding you. Okay, so we've got G, get movement. R, reflect on your senses. O, observe your breath. Y'all with me? U, is use your environment. Touch a textured object. How many of you have one of these little jewels? Remember these things from camp? Do you have any kind of squishy? You're touching a textured object, maybe something soft, maybe something, my desk is textured. Sip cold water, hold a grounding stone. Use your environment. Use something tangible in your surroundings to center yourself. It brings you back down to the present, brings you back down to right here. Then N is name your emotions. Label what you're feeling. Just give it a name. I told Ken at lunchtime today, I said, I'm anxious. I feel anxious today. Okay, just name it. Overwhelmed, sad, mad, curious, happy. Just name it. Naming it can diffuse the intensity, can begin to diffuse the intensity, grounds you, right? When you diffuse the intensity, you begin to create safety around feeling that emotion. So we got N, name your emotions, and D, direct your attention. Focus fully on one small task or detail. All right. So I was wrapping up ground. What was R to R? All right, so I'll go back through ground real quick. I know this is funny. I think my nervous system's a little out of whack, y'all. What do you think? G was get movement. R was reflect on your senses. Five things you can, let's see. Sue wants to know. Two things you could smell. Okay. O was observe your breath. U was use your environment. N was name your emotions. And I don't think I got to D, did I? D is direct your attention. Focus fully on one small task or detail. Listen to a single sound, trace a pattern, or watch a leaf move in the wind. Okay? So when you direct your focus, you reduce overwhelm as well. So that's part of grounding. Does that make sense? All right. Does anybody want to get coached tonight while I'm here? While the internets are still here. It actually just blinked, but it takes time for my router to reset. And I'm hollering at Ken, going, is the internet down? He's like, were you on a call? I'm like, yes, dear. I was on a call. I was on a big call. Come on, y'all. Who wants to get coached? Who wants to talk to me? We can talk about anything grounding. We can talk about weight loss. We can talk about what feelings you don't want to feel. We can talk about overwhelm. Yay! Hands, beautiful. Jen, you're first, then Annette. Annette, don't go away on me. I want to see you. Jen. Calling you up. Awesome. Here she comes. I feel like I need to take a deep breath.
Oops.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you? This is strange. This is my first time on one of these calls, so I'm on my bed. I'm like, right. I
That's
want you to
amazing.
just to see my chest. That's not coming. Hopefully, you can see my
Glad to see
face.
Jen. I'm just glad to see somebody, okay?
We're glad to see you too.
I'm just glad I'm back.
So are we.
Yeah.
So this is my first time on a live coaching call, so I'm not
Yeah,
really sure.
really? Really? Awesome.
So
Wow.
I've been in the membership since 2024, so I'm like,
But you were in the group coaching though, weren't you?
I was, yeah, about
Yeah.
last, yeah, when I first joined. And so, and this nervous system work has really helped me out a lot. And so I'm not really sure what my question is today, but I'm dealing with a lot of not wanting to feel my feelings, and the nervous system work that we did last year. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. It really helped, but I think I need a reminder. I've had a lot of bad, well, unfortunate things happen, and if I get emotional, it's just forgive
You're
me.
allowed. You're allowed to get emotional.
I've had a lot of difficult, and I I don't even know where to start. So my brother-in-law passed away from esophageal cancer in March. He was diagnosed in the end of August, and he died in March. And it's been really difficult for the whole family, especially for my sister and my nephew, who's 14. And within that same time period, right around his funeral, I found out my best childhood friend has stage one pancreatic cancer. Thank God it's stage one, and they found it early. And they did some surgery on her and Whipple surgery, and they seem to have gotten it. She's doing preventative chemo. I have another, and then I have a third girlfriend from work who has uterine cancer. She had a hysterectomy, and she's recovering from that. It's stage three, and we just found out today the chemo schedule that she's going to be on. I'm feeling. I was upset at first this morning when I heard about it, but then in hearing back, they said it was, it's going to be difficult and it's going to be hard, the chemo. She's going to be sick. And I saw that with my brother-in-law, but it's treatable. I never heard that with my brother-in-law. So I am anxious, I am helpful for that, but I'm still scared. And I work in finance, and it's like a bunch of guys that I work with. I mean, just in finance in general. I mean, you're an accountant, right? It's your trading. Accountants are not exactly like the most emotionally in tune people in the world.
That's, you know what? Sometimes that's why we choose accounting
That's true. That's
so that
true.
we can so that we can bury ourselves in numbers and not have to feel.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's funny though, because I'm the that person, more of a stoic person. But the rest of my family is not. Like my sister who lost her husband, she's all air, and I think that's wonderful. It's not me. So I think that's a little bit. My husband is more stoic like me. So I'm kind of in the middle somewhere. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but
So,
I'm not super duper emotional, but I'm not super stoic either. So.
yeah, you don't have to be outwardly emotional, like emote outwardly, like cry or laugh or whatever, to actually feel your feelings. The feeling, the way I distinguish, you might remember this from the group, an emotion from a feeling is emotion is the name, the feeling is how it presents in your body. Right? So when I'm super anxious, my skin is real prickly. And if I get really nervous, I start to giggle. It's just like, I don't know. I don't know what happens. That's just how it presents for me. So when it comes to feeling your feelings, sometimes it's just understanding how they are in your body and what creates them. Okay. Right. So if you were to name your feeling right now, what would it be?
Right this second.
When you think about your friend at work.
Scared. Is that a feeling?
Yeah, fear.
Yeah, fear. Yeah,
Fear.
fear. That's
Scared.
my biggest one.
Yeah, call it what you want. And where does it come in your body? Where is it in your body? Is your
I
breath
think.
stopping?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You go.
My breath. Yeah, I think my chest. It's in my chest. Yeah, I definitely think my breathing is more shallow. I feel like I feel it in my chest a lot, like near my heart.
So what happens if you just kind of relax where you're sitting, just kind
Gonna
of
try and
slouch
do
a little
that
bit,
while I'm
slouch a
talking.
little bit, kind of release your shoulders a little bit, and just take a breath in all the way down to your belly. And then blow it out just a little bit, just kind of be, Does that slow you down a little bit? Slow down
It
that all
does.
that energy that's inside?
I think, is that something I guess I could do at work? Like I'm at home now, so it's
Works.
better. I'm in my bedroom right now, and so I was, is that ho at work? I think I'm just like, feel like I'm in a fishbowl. So
Oh.
going to the
And
bathroom maybe.
you breathe at work anyway, right?
Oh yeah, I try to.
Right? You sit behind a desk anyway, right? Nobody has to know that you're breathing because you're a little stressed or because you're fearful. Okay. Now, tell me this. I know it was just one breath and it was just relaxing your the, you know, relaxing your the top of your body a little bit. But did it dull the fear a little bit?
It did. Yeah, it
Helped.
helped. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? So Leah, who taught me the nervous system stuff or was my first nervous system teacher, used to say stress can't live in a relaxed body. Now that sounds very absolute to me, but I do believe that if you can release some of the tension in your body, like when you're sitting up straight and your shoulders are up to here and you're all cramped up, there's a lot of tension in your upper body, right? But when you lower your shoulders and you slouch a little bit and you sit back in your chair and you release some of that tension, then you can even tell the tone of my voice went down a little bit because I was relaxing just a little bit. I was less tense. That's what you can do when the intensity of an emotion starts to creep up, is you can find it in your body. You said it was in your breath and in your chest. Now you can't, I mean, there's not a lot you can do to relax your chest. But you can relax your upper body and your
Body.
core so that you can take a deeper breath. And when you take a deeper breath, that can slow down, especially if you exhale long and hard and loud, that can slow down some of that tightness and that energy in your system.
Yeah, I think that might have helped today because I think part of it was I was in the morning, I had 2.5 cups of coffee. But when my girlfriend took us into the conference room and told us, I think maybe it would have helped me to take a breath because I didn't get emotional, but my anxiety was up, my fear was up. And all of a sudden, I'm automatically wanting to give, solutions and want to, give suggestions and stuff. And I'm like, maybe I need to slow down. So that would be a good way to slow everything down, I think.
That was just you want to fix it for him, which is a lovely thing to do, a lovely place to be, because that means you cared about them, right? But when you see that impulse, it could be a signal that slowing yourself down so that, because the instinct is to come in and fix it, right? Especially for women. I mean, really and truly, we all want to fix everybody, right? We want everybody to be happy. So that means we can be happy. So that's the instinct part. But when you slow the breath down and you relax your body and you calm the emotion just a little bit, thinking brain comes back online, right? And I like to call the thinking brain our CEO brain. That's the one who's in charge, got everything covered, right? Instinctual brain is just responding in the moment. CEO brain is really thinking things through. So if you bring that CEO brain back online, then you are more methodical about what you're offering, right? You're not just going, did you get a second opinion? You're thinking, okay, maybe I'll just be still for a minute and see what she needs.
I think too, there's like she is from the Czech Republic. All her family is in Czech. So she doesn't have any family here. So we're her village. We're her family. There's five of us and we're all women and we all want to fix it. So we're all very capable, strong women. So, but I think that's a good reminder. I appreciate hearing that.
And there's nothing wrong with wanting to fix it, with wanting somebody to feel better, right? But it always goes over well when we do it from that place where we feel controlled. We always feel better about the help that we give when we do it from a place of feeling more controlled.
That would be helpful for me to remember too with my sisters because I mean we're past a lot of the initial, but I'm still going to have that one because there's emotions are charged with them as well, and it's really important for my nephew, he's 14, that we present a calm, front to him.
It's always best to work on that calm from your own perspective first. So whatever it is, if you think about the grounding things that I talked about today, a lot of them mesh in with the five core pillars that I talk about. Whatever it is that helps you settle and grounds you can be very individual. So for me, when I get really upset, I feel like it's almost like I can visualize little pieces of me breaking off. I feel like I'm falling apart, right? It's almost like little pieces of me are flying around. So if I walk into my husband's office and I ask him to give me a hug, it's like I feel like he's holding me together. That's what I need in that moment. Okay, it's
My
kind of
husband's a good
soothing.
hugger, so I could ask him for a hug. He likes the bear hugs.
Yes, just to
Yeah.
hold on to me. So if he's not available, sometimes I do it myself. I just
Okay.
grab my arms and I hold
Yeah.
myself, right? Sometimes just pressing right here into my heart, right, is helpful to me. But almost always for me, it's sunshine. It's so funny. Y'all have heard me say this a million times, I know, but if I take a 5-minute walk in the sunshine, just step outside on the deck, I feel so much better. So much better.
That's actually helped me out at my job because I'm in an office building. And today, it reminds me, I wasn't able to get out today because I had too many meetings. But I try and get out at lunch for at least 15 minutes, and it does a world of good.
When I was in my office working for the state in my accounting job, I had a window in my office, and sometimes I would turn my back to the rest of the office, to the rest of my office, because I had a little credenza under the window, and I would work on the credenza in the sunlight that was coming through the window.
Oh wow, it's a good thing.
And there was something about that that made me feel good. So when you find those things that help you settle in and calm and actually allow you to reduce the intensity on that feeling, then that's what you got to do. For some people, it's tapping. I know y'all know that I've been doing a lot of tapping these days. For some people, it's like, this is the best thing I've ever seen, best thing I've ever done. So find that thing. Use this grounding work or the five core pillars work that's on the nervous system page, and find your handful of tools, your handful of things that help you settle down so that you can process things with your CEO brain.
Is that something that just comes with practice? Sometimes I feel like I forget in the moment, so it just comes with practice, I guess.
It comes with practice to remember to do it. So sometimes you do it preemptively. You ever thought about doing that? You take a walk in the sunshine in the morning, whether you need it or not, just 5 minutes. Or from the car to the building when you're going to work, just
That's true.
lift your face to the sun. It's like putting money in a savings account.
Oh, yeah.
You're putting a little
Really?
bit of calm and peace into your savings account, so
I
that when
like
you need it later,
that.
I mean, and I'm not kidding, I'm not joking, it works. So when you need it later, you have something to draw from. I have a, well, I say I have a private client. She's on my wait list. She's coached with me before, who used to do a 15-minute, I don't know if she still does it or not, I can't wait to ask her, 15-minute meditation every morning. Okay. Whether she needed it or not, it was part of her routine. Now, that's a long meditation for Kathy, I'm going to tell you, but this girl did it. She could tell the days that she didn't do her meditation in the morning because she was more stressed, harder to come down from stress when she didn't make that de meditation deposit in the morning.
Actually, yeah, come to think of it, because I started doing meditation with the Calm app, and I do Tamara Love every day for 10 minutes. But I haven't done it. We went away this weekend, so I haven't done it in 3 days. So that's probably another reason why I'm a little
Yeah,
dysregulated today.
it could. It's funny how you can preemptively care for your nervous system as well. And when you care for your nervous system and you find yourself closer to home base more often, it is easier to tolerate your feelings. It's easier to tolerate, fear is never really super easy to tolerate, but it's easy to recognize when it comes in and keep it from escalating too high.
The closer you are to home base. Okay. So just practice, keep practicing.
Practice. Take note of people, places that feel really good. I love the beach. I could sit and listen to the waves. I mean, who doesn't love the beach? Well, I suppose there are people who do don't love the
I love
beach.
it. I love the beach. We have a house at the beach. We love
Oh, well, there you go,
it.
right? Something about watching the waves, the rhythmic, motion of the waves and listening to that totally calms me down. In fact, one of the times I was there, maybe not this last time, but the time before, I recorded it so I could have it. I know exactly where I was sitting, and can put myself right back in that place if I want to take a calm breath.
Oh yeah, I think I did that a few months ago, so I'll have to go find that.
So as you practice these things, when you don't need them, they'll start entering your suggestion box when
Mm-hmm.
you do need them.
Okay.
Okay. You can think to yourself, you know what? I need a walk in the sunshine right now. You know, if I feel myself getting super overwhelmed at this desk and I'm an overwhelmer, I go to overwhelm real easy. I think to myself, I'm going to take a walk because I know I'll come back and I'll feel better. I'll know my next step.
So it's like a reflex, like an automatic. Okay.
It almost enters the habit cycle.
Oh,
It
okay.
almost becomes like a habit.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Thank you. This has been helpful.
You're welcome. Do we need to coach on any of these people, any of that fear, anything like that, now that we've done our nervous system work?
Any of the, I'm sorry.
Do we need to coach on any of these people, any of this fear, now that we've done our nervous system work?
Oh, I mean, what would be a meeting
I don't know.
about?
You tell me.
I'm so out of.
I'm all calm now, Kathy. I don't need to go.
No, I mean, I'm always open with that for that. I mean, I think I'm the type of person I like to. I'm like, well, if I avoid it, it'll go away. Well, it's not going to go away. So maybe it's just, as far as I don't even know where to start, to be honest with you, Kathy, because it's just so many things. Like, it hits me out of nowhere. Like, I'm sitting at lunch today by myself. I just took a few minutes to myself and actually stopped doing anything. Didn't scroll on my phone. Didn't listen to a podcast. And then I just started feeling myself tear up a little bit, and then I had to shut it down because I mean I went to the bathroom and I cried a little bit, which helped. But then I had to kind of, because I don't know, I was able to, cry a little bit on the way home because I was in my car. But I don't know. I'm trying to think of
So, are you okay crying if you're by yourself?
I'm
Be
by
honest.
myself. I'm comfortable even at home. My husband isn't, he's gotten used to it because he didn't have a choice. I told him when we got together, like, this is me, and if you don't like it, well, yeah, maybe you should be, maybe he's fine with it. But he's gotten used to it. But I mean, so yeah, I'm pretty much comfortable. I mean, I don't want to, it's hard for me to cry in front of people that I know are going to be uncomfortable because I'm like concerned about their feel. Like, I don't want them to feel uncomfortable. I worry too much about what other people
Why
feel
would somebody else be uncomfortable if you're crying?
because they're not comfortable with their emotions.
Maybe.
Maybe I'm just assuming that they're
Maybe
going to
they
be
don't understand
uncomfortable.
why you're crying.
That too. Yes.
Or maybe you think they're uncomfortable because you're a little bit uncomfortable too. A lot of times, here's another lesson for you, Jen. A lot of times, what we think other people are thinking is what we're actually thinking ourselves.
No.
Sounds
Yeah.
like a Dr. Seuss book, but it's called The Mirror Effect. If you think you know what someone else is thinking, you're probably wrong, first of all,
That's yeah, it's true.
right?
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
it's probably more like what you're thinking about
Yeah.
if you're
Like you're
projecting.
projecting basically. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
We're almost never right. Because
Yeah.
here's the other thing. We're never projecting, oh, they love me thoughts either,
No.
right?
Yeah.
We're projecting. They don't want to see me cry. That might make them uncomfortable. Or, I'm sure they're mad at me because of XYZ when they hadn't even thought about it.
Oh, but my husband, I know half the time when I cry, he'll ask me why, and I don't want to answer because sometimes I don't even know. He'll be like, he always wants to know why are you crying? And sometimes I'm like, I
Here's your answer. Because my body wants to release some oxytocin, honey.
Oh, I like that.
Because
I'm gonna
that's what
try it.
happens. Crying
Okay.
is healing because it releases that hormone, that oxytocin, which is a happy hormone, positive thoughts hormone, into your body.
Okay,
So there you
that's
go.
good.
So why are
I'm
you
gonna use
crying, honey?
it.
Because I must need some oxytocin.
Yes, I like that. Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
I'm
that's
sorry for all
helpful.
the loss you've experienced,
Oh,
all
thank
the
you.
fear, all the sickness, all that.
Yeah, I think it's a lot to happen in a short amount of time. And, I know everybody has, difficult times, and it's just, I'm sure I'm not the only one that has gone through, periods like this. But thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, it was a lot to absorb in a short amount of time.
when we're hit, especially with a loss, like with a death, that is a major change in our lives. And it's that change that we didn't ask for that has happened around us or to us. And the grief process is the adaptation to that change. So you could even apply that same concept to your coworker. This is a big change. She's going to go through, she's going to be gone from work. She's going to be not feeling well. You're going to be concerned. It is a change to adapt to,
I
right?
think for my, you asked what I was afraid, like what my feeling. I think with her, it's fear that she's going to end up like my brother-in-law.
Of course
That's
you
my, and that's for exactly right. And for a little bit more background, my mother died suddenly 30 years ago of a pulmonary embolism day after Christmas. So it brings back all of that. And, I worked through that 30 years ago and it's all coming back again,
Well, then it makes sense. You can normalize the fact that you have this fear because of what you've been through before. And your brain wants to solve a problem for you. So when it thinks about your friend at work who's sick, it's going, well, you know what's going to happen, right? You just have to remind yourself that she's actually doing chemotherapy because there is, she's been told that it's treatable. And it's, you see what I'm saying? It's, you have to have that conversation with yourself, or else that brain of yours is just going to be like, close that loop, right? We know what's going to happen here,
My
right?
father had a therapist one time. He's like, "Your brilliant brain's been trying to kill you for 60 some
Our brains are funny things. All that,
Yeah.
habit brain wants is to close the loop in an easy way and move on to the next thing.
Yeah, I didn't think
It
about
has
that before. Yeah.
totally no emotion. It's totally efficient. Just,
So you're reminded that
yep, wrap
here.
that up, move on. No, we're not ready to wrap this up yet. It's okay if it stays open because
Yeah,
we're
we're
gonna
not
talk
going to
about
close
it.
that.
We're gonna close this loop in a different way. Thank you, brain. I had a coach one time who taught me to say thank you for your input.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
As an accountant, I think you would like
Yeah,
that.
I like that. I
Corinne thought it was kind of hokey.
like it.
That help?
Yes, very much. Thank you. It's very helpful.
If you need anything, you hit us up and ask coaches.
I
Okay.
will. We will. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Feels like I forgot how to work Zoom. All right, Annette, let's hear from you. Here she comes. And it's the only hand raised. So if anybody else needs me tonight, y'all get that hand up. Hello.
Hello.
This is Annette from Iowa. You have your
This
last name on there. What's going on?
is Annette from Iowa.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I went to Mayo for my asthma, whatever. Well, then they had me go back to see a neurologist, and he took me off my essential tremor medicine. So now I'm shaking. And
Now it seems like he took you off that medicine for a reason, right? Not
yes, because it,
just to watch you shake. There was another reason, right?
yeah, because it was reducing my,
Because it was affecting your breathing.
the effectiveness of my asthma medicine. So, and then I went to the ENT and they did the CAT scan, everything. Well, now I have to have sinus surgery. And just as an aside, she found that I have an abscess molar. She's like, oh, and by the way, because I thought my tooth hurt because I had sinus problems.
Yeah,
And she said,
everything's right close together up there, isn't it?
well, actually, your sinus problem is on the other side. It is completely full, clogged up. And if you do the rinsing, it's never going to get over there. So we're going to have to go and clean that out and blah, blah, blah. She said, but the reason your tooth hurts over here isn't because of your sinus, because you have an abscess on that tooth. I've been to the dentist 3 times for this tooth, and they always tell me there's nothing wrong with that tooth. You have sinus infection. So she's like, oh no, because with the CAT scan, we see you have an abscess on that tooth and the bone is starting to erode. You need to go back to the dentist and tell them no. So not only are my tremors back, now I have to have sinus surgery, and I have an abscess molar. So then now I'm going to have a root canal. And all I wanted to do was breathe.
Was breathe? Yeah.
That's all
Are
I
you
really
breathing?
wanted.
Are you breathing better?
I am breathing much better. I can
Okay.
take a deep breath. I can go about my exercising. When they took me off the propranolol, now my heart rate is always between 90 and 100, which is way high, which kind of scares me because my heart should not be beating that high. I wake up in the night and I can just feel it pounding. And it's like, this doesn't happen. Well, I got to doing some research, and the propranolol is a beta blocker. They took that away from me, and now my heart rate is spiking.
Okay, so who did you tell?
I haven't told anybody yet.
Why not?
Because I
You don't
didn't
want to
know.
add cardiologists to ENT and Mayo Clinic and all that?
No. It's like,
This is so interesting, Annette. This is the puzzle of you, right? That's what it is. It's just the puzzle of Annette. Now we're gonna check, see if we can get her breathing better. And then we're going to see what else needs to be done. So you have a tooth, you have a sinus, and you may need a beta blocker. If you take each of these one step at a time, eventually you're going to get through all four steps, right? Then how you got, then what does future Annette look like?
and then I have to have an EEG. God only knows what that's going to show them.
EEG. Is that
Or
brain?
your brain. Yeah.
Have
I
you
have
got one, Annette?
to.
I think you do.
I did the MRI. It came back. My brain has shrunk a little bit, and I've got these white spots. They're like,
Which is very typical for women our age.
all because of age. Plus, I've got diabetes, which will speed that up a little bit. So now I've been doing a lot of reading and research on how to stop and reverse that.
Wait, where are you doing this research? Are you using a reliable source, not just like Google AI or something?
Well, I've been listening to podcasts like Mel Robbins, who brings in the
Okay.
neurosurgeon
As long
people.
as you have, as long as your sources are reliable.
You
Okay.
know, these neurosurgeons from Stanford and these people, and trying to get healthier. And they're like, you can do this with diet and, do some of these reversal things. And so I'm like, okay, we'll just do, they say if you take a handful of green leafy greens, eat them, once or twice a day for 3 months, scans have shown that your brain will actually look 11 years younger. I don't know if it works 11 years younger. Might look 11 years younger. Didn't say anything about me looking 11 years younger, so I'm a little disappointed in that, but I digress. Anyway, so I'm like, just don't take my brain because that's about the only thing I had on my side. So it's like every time I go and do anything, there's something else.
Would you rather they not find it?
Yeah, why don't we, now that I can breathe, it's like just leave me alone. That's all I really wanted.
You don't have to go back. Why are you going back?
Well, number one, I really kind of need to get this sinus fixed because if it doesn't get fixed, all the drainage then makes me not be able to breathe.
Okay,
So
So you're going to get the sinus fixed.
So
What?
the
Are you going to leave the tooth alone?
well, I do have a dentist appointment on Wednesday
Yeah.
because that tooth, when that gets riled up, I can't hardly eat. And eating is one of my best things. So,
We like to eat.
and
So.
because I don't have teeth on this side, because I have to have a dental implant as well. And that got started a long time ago. That has nothing to do with any of this.
So
So,
my point is, you could choose not to do any of these things, right? But you know that if you choose to do these things, each step has a really strong benefit, like breathing, eating, right? Heart
yeah.
rate, if you're concerned about that heart rate, that there's super easy cheap beta blockers Medicare pays for. Right. If your doctor decides that's what you need.
You know, and I've never had heart issues. I was just at the doctor yesterday for my pre-op
You may not
EKG.
have heart issues now.
And it's like, this could just be because I'm coming off a beta blocker
Could be.
and it spikes, and then my body will bring it down to what normally it is.
But do you want to be the one who makes that diagnosis? If you do, that's fine. If you want to be the one with your cardiology hat on.
Well, I don't know any cardiologists that I would trust.
I would start with my regular doctor. Just kind of go in and say, thought you'd like to know everything that's going on. And by the way, my heart rate seems to be a little high. Should we just keep an eye on that, or what should we
Yeah,
do?
I was just at the doctor, this doctor that I go to all the time, yesterday. And when I
Did you
got
mention it?
there, my heart rate was 89. I
What's
said
telling
that
you your heart rate isn't runs in the 90s?
because I woke up. Well, number one, I have a little thing here that tells me what my heart rate is all the
Is
time.
that an Apple Watch?
Well, it's not Apple, it's,
Yeah,
you
it's a watch.
yeah.
So is it measuring the top part of your arm or the bottom part of your arm? Or is it measuring your heart? Or is it, I find that sometimes these devices that we wear may not be 100% accurate as to what's going on in our bodies. I don't think we should always just trust the watch. I
But
would
it's
bet that the measuring tool in the doctor's office is a little bit more accurate, don't you think?
yeah, and it was 89 in the doctor's office. And then the one night I got up, and I mean, I could hear it in my ears just pound, pound, pound. I was like, Jiminy Christmas. And it woke me up from sleeping, which sleeping is one of my better things too. And I'm like, good, good. So I took my pulse. And it was like 92, and I was sleeping.
Yeah.
It's like
Did it
good.
go down? Did it go down?
Eventually, well, I got up and did some breathing, nervous system stuff.
Yeah,
I
you
got
might have been.
up.
Who knows? You might have been having a bad dream.
I'm like, you're safe, just calm down. And it did come down a little. It came down to the low 80s. And while I was sitting there trying to calm myself down, I fell asleep. So, it didn't kill me. I didn't have a stroke. So it's like I might have came off the propranolol all too quick. You're not supposed to actually just do cold turkey.
Did you do that?
So he told me to, just go off one for 4 or 5 days and then go off the other one for 4 or 5 days. Well, I went off both of them in 5 days. So I might have done it too quick. And now I'm having some issues. But I wanted to see if he said the tremors might not come back that bad. Well, then I'm like, ooh, I want to see if they come back. Well, they do. And I think other things are happening now.
I would say, just because I love you, if you're concerned about that heart rate, you probably need to just ask the doctor if it's, give the doctor a heads up about what, coming off the propranolol, that medicine, propranolol.
Maybe I should just give her a
And,
little rainy
is that
day.
something I need to be concerned about? Do you want me to take my blood pressure? But tell me when I should be concerned. I think I would just do that, just to make sure you're covered.
Yeah, and then there was yesterday when they did the EKG. The first one they did, I had these two, they call it PVCs, right, two in a row, and during it, and they're like, that's called bigeminy, and then they'll send you a cardiologist, and then they'll stop the surgeries and everything. So they reran it. And they waited like 5 minutes and watched everything. It never happened again. It was just calm. And she's like, we'll tell them about the PVCs, but she said after 5 minutes, we've never had another one. So we may have just caught those two. Everybody has those once in a while. I think everything's okay. So we'll mention them, we'll put them in the report, but so now in back of my mind, it's like, oh no, my heart's doing this and that did that. And, I'm gonna get surgery, I'm gonna die. It's like, okay, calm down.
Yeah, that's you're doing exactly the right thing. Your brain is gonna go, your brain's gonna, go off on a tangent. You have to bring it back. It is your job to take care of the body that you have, right? And it's your job to know when your brain is going down a merry path that you need to bring it back from and just move into action. Talk to the doctor, get your ducks in a row. I mean, if you need a cardiologist, you probably need that before surgery anyway, right?
Yeah, that's what I
Always
thought. I thought,
better.
maybe
It's like going to get mammograms. We go to get that just to make sure everything is okay. We don't go to get that. I mean, we go hoping for a good report. But this is what you're doing. You're making sure that you're okay piece by piece, whether it's with your heart rate or your sinus or your tooth, whatever it is that's going on with Annette, you're just taking care of yourself piece by piece. And
Yeah,
there's a future
that's
version of
falling
you.
apart.
Huh?
And that's falling apart.
There's a future version of you that's got it all taken care of.
Like, wow.
Wouldn't you want to know? Wouldn't you want to know so that you could take care of it?
And I was thinking, if they don't tell me and I don't know, that gives God time to fix it. And
God
then,
also gave us doctors and medicines.
yeah,
Surgeries.
my joke is like, do you know what the difference between God and doctor is? God doesn't think he's a doctor. Oh.
Net. So you can totally rely on God to fix it, or you can use the resource that he put on this earth so that you can fix it. Totally up to you.
I'm like, if I don't know, that gives God time to fix it. See, I felt this faith that's like, if I don't know about it
That's
yet.
called putting your head in the sand like an ostrich.
That's not faith.
I don't know. I guess you can decide if it's faith or not. Take care of yourself, okay? Piece by piece. Let me know how you are. What's next? What's the next step? Call the doctor tomorrow, make sure the heart rate is not a problem.
Well, right after I go to the dentist, I
Okay.
got to do that at 8 o'clock in the
Good,
morning,
good. Get that out of your taken care of. Yeah.
and then I will call the doctor
Okay.
and say, do you think, after you just saw me, that this is an issue, or do you think maybe I came off the propranolol too fast? Because you just saw me.
Yeah. Good question that I forgot to ask you. Forgot. Can you help me? Can you help me just wrap my brain around this? Forgot to ask you something yesterday.
Yeah,
Perfect.
my blood pressure was perfect. It was just my heart rate was kind of high.
You just
So
wanted
I
to
was,
relax the mind.
Yeah, because this heart thing is like, and then I thought, you probably should ask these questions because you don't want to go into surgery with bad heart. That's probably not a good, it's probably not a good
This
situation.
is another situation where your doctors are going to be really smart and tell you whether or not they're going to allow you in surgery.
Yeah, they're going to say, well, we should have known about that. Who didn't tell us? And then I'd be.
Oh no,
Okay.
that ooh, it's thundering again, y'all.
Uh-oh.
They're
See.
gonna that a good anesthesiologist is not going to is going to review all of your information. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I just had my video visit with him. And he said that he would go in and look at all their notes because I told him about that. He said, we'll go look at all those notes and everything. But so he'll be looking at that, but I would call Diane to try and ease my, because me being upset's not helping my heart rate either.
Exactly. See, this is one of the five core pillars. Connection with the doctor's office. It's going to help you feel better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
Okay.
Let us know how you are, okay?
I will.
Bye. All right. Let's check in with Audrey real quick. See how she's doing. I bet I know what this is about. Yep, how's that knee?
It's I'm day 26 and I got all the way around the bike yesterday, so that was a huge win for me.
Yep.
But a month ago, I was on this call for a minute freaking out and getting nervous system advice. I just want to say thank you. It hit me Sunday. Like I'm starting to feel like myself again, and it hit me Sunday. Because I went straight to teach school, and June is usually rest. I usually just rest and give myself permission to be lazy and just kind of regroup. And it hit me Sunday. You didn't have a first day of summer yet. You went straight from school to stressing to overanalyzing to planning and fear of the unknown, and that. I had my whole nervous system was in survival mode for weeks. And it hit me Sunday. Oh, that is what's going on. That is why I'm starting to feel like the worst is over. I mean, this is not an easy recovery, but the worst part is over. The painful worst part is over because Thursday will.
I felt better when the staples came out.
Staples, and yesterday they took the steri strips off at physical therapy, and she was able to massage the scar tissue. So, I was pretty down going into that, just like I'm so tired of this. And that little win was huge. As the day went on, I realized, wait just a minute, do you realize how many good things have happened today? I had to pull over. I was running errands. I had to pull over and park the car and got my car notepad and just started writing. But there were 19 good things that happened yesterday. And I thought, this is what they're talking about. Recognize your wins.
Love it.
And maybe I can lose weight now that I have crossed that hurdle, maybe the scale will start moving. So basically, I just wanted to
Gonna tell
say
you
thank
something.
you.
Weight loss seems easy after knee replacement.
I am not to the point where
In
I've, I
perspective,
am not to
doesn't
the point where I'm so glad I had this done and I'm ready to do the next one, but
it?
I'm hopeful.
Be patient. Be
I'm
patient with
hopeful.
yourself. It, you
Well,
know.
and I've realized it's not linear, just like the
That's right.
scale is not
That's right.
linear. So, but to make it to a point where I can personally go to the gym and get on the recumbent bike by myself now,
And
that's what I
I have a
needed.
recumbent bike here at the house. And when I would make my way to the bike, I always felt better. It's almost like it loosened me up, even just pedaling for just 5 or 10 minutes.
Well, it's the
Always.
endorphins for me also. I battled with depression so bad, and there wasn't a lot of cardio that I could do. It's time for your grilled cheese sandwich, but I just wanted to say thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so glad. So glad you're doing well. So
Okay.
glad you're recovering. Be patient with yourself. Okay. It is a marathon. Knee recovery, knee replacement recovery is a marathon, not a sprint. Okay.
Okay.
And I gotta give props to all my hip replacement people, but that's a little bit not quite as hard a recovery as a knee replacement. So be patient with yourself, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm not good at that, but I will remember. I will hear your voice in my ear.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
Thank
Thanks
you.
for checking in.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. I don't see anything in the Q&A. I appreciate your hanging in with me while I wore my robe to rehab the first time after my knee surgery. Be patient. Yeah, that's pretty smart. I think I wore the same clothes all the time because it was, pants that I could wear with, with what they were having me do. Thanks for hanging in with me when I lost power with the when the power blinked with the storm. And y'all know where to find me if you need me. Hit the Ask Coaches, tag me on Facebook, send me an email, whatever you need, okay? All right. Appreciate you being here. Tapping call on Monday if you want to come see a little bit of tapping. All right. Monday the 15th. I'll see you then. Bye now.